Well, this week, the Shelby County Fair in Harlan is getting underway, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Jennifer Sellner is with us. She's the County Youth Coordinator. Jen, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I know it's difficult to find the time because, Shelby County Fair is really starting to get cooking now here, and you've got a lot going on over the next several days. How are the preparations gone?
They've gone very well. It's one of those things that it's kind of a learning process, and I'm new to my role, and so there's been a lot of learning processes, but we're going to make it one day at a time, and we're going to make it.
Yeah, rookie year is really fun, isn't it?
Yes, making lots of notes.
You betcha. Very good. Hey, tell me a little bit about registrations. How are the numbers looking in some of the shows?
Well, I was just talking to our poultry superintendent this morning, and she has full capacity in the poultry barn, so that's great, and we have good numbers for our bottle bucket calf show, and we've got static judging going on today, and we've got a lot of really cool, exciting projects going on over there, and numbers look really great.
Very good. It's always good to see lots of activity and lots of participation. That's kind of what fair is all about.
Yes, and we have lots of stuff going on. There's a little bit of everything for anyone.
You bet. Well, tell me about some of the livestock shows that you have going on here now later in the week. Do you have, you've got a lot of history and a lot of tradition in some of these shows. Everything looks pretty good right now?
Yes, and our livestock will start coming in tomorrow. We start pretty early in the morning with our swine coming in, and sheep and goats are right behind them. Tomorrow night we will have our market beef, breeding beef. We will also have poultry, rabbits, horses will come in tomorrow night as well. And we'll start filling up those barns. We got a lot of bottle calves that will be coming in on Thursday morning, and calves and small pets will be coming in on Thursday morning. I think the only thing we're going to be missing is our dog show was this previous weekend on Sunday, and so we'll be missing the dogs, but we got a lot of numbers and a lot of kids participating.
Very good. It's nice to kind of get back to normal again here after a few years that were kind of different in the county fair world, but a lot of things stay the same over the years too, and the fair parade on Thursday night is kind of a tradition at the Shelby County Fair.
Yeah, so our Shelby County Fair Parade starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and most of our 4-H clubs will have a float in the parade. The fire department's usually involved. A lot of our local businesses are involved. It's usually a really great parade and has quite the entries in it, and it is a really good time for everybody.
Yeah, you bet. Kind of unique around here. Not many fair parades you see here in these parts, but this is a tradition in Shelby County at the fair, and then some other activities and things going on that night. Some recognition. You'll be crowning this year's fair queen. So lots of things to see and do on Thursday. And then as we head into the weekend, things really get busy. You've got a really packed schedule.
Oh, we got all kinds of things going on. Friday morning starts with a swine show, and then we've got working exhibits for our 4-H'ers are going on during the day. We've got our pie and muffin bakers will be going on Thursday, preparing pie and muffins for auction that will happen on Saturday. So come out and purchase some pies and muffins, and all those funds go back to our Shelby County 4-H program. So that's always a fun time to see is all those pies and muffins. We got a lot of kids games going on. Our County Youth Council will be putting together some family time, family programming Saturday morning. And so they'll have all kinds of activities. They have one activity planned where they're going to be building and creating their own stick ponies. And then kids are invited to participate in our horse show with their stick pony. So that'll be kind of fun and excites the kids a little bit. And we have stuffed animal pet show going on, also hosted by our County Youth Council. And just a lot of Ag Olympics will be going on in the show ring as well. Just a lot of fun activities. Like I said before, there's a little bit of everything.
Well, we've seen a lot of activity with Clover Kids programs in a lot of the counties around here in southwest Iowa. So children are getting interested in 4-H very, very young these days. Are you seeing an increase in those programs as well?
We do have quite a few Clover Kids groups. I was just over there. Clover Kids static judging is going on right now. And the projects they bring in are just so cute, and they have put so much time into them, and they just want to talk about it. And so we have a lot of kids over there that are really excited to talk to the judge, a little nervous because it's their first time, but we have a lot of Clover Kid projects. We have Clover Kids in the bottle calf barn. We have Clover Kids in the poultry barn. We are seeing a big increase in our Clover Kid program.
That's good. It's good to see the young people taking a lot of interest. That's how you build your programs. Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of entertainment, too, during the course of fair. And you talked about some of the things that'll keep the kids busy. You've got midway rides. You've got all kinds of things going on, carnival-type stuff and some other activities and strolling shows and things. But a lot of folks look to the evening entertainment. Talk about your evening entertainment this year.
Friday night, they have Fair Board is hosting the Extreme Bull Riding down in the Horse Arena, and I think last year was the first year that they did that, and it was a really great turnout. So if you want to come to bull riding, but get there early because the seating is going to be limited, and I know there was a pretty big crowd for that last year. They also are going to have a fireworks show on Friday night, and then come Saturday, we've got the races are going on at the Speedway. Mutton busting will be happening as well. There is also going to be a Harlan Community Band performance going on at 3:30 under the tent. So there's a lot of things going on.
Very good. Bill Riley Talent Search going on later on this week as well as folks get prepared for a lot of those fun things. That's always kind of a fun show to watch.
Yeah, we have that going on Sunday, and then the pedal tractor pull is also going on in Sunday as well. So we go right up until the end of fair with all of our activities.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know there's some other things out there for folks to see. When they come to the Shelby County Fair, let's start with the basics. First of all, what's it cost them at the gate?
Absolutely nothing. The Shelby County Fair is free admission.
As always, very good. Lots of good food, I assume. The fair always has food.
Yes, the fair board is going to be having the food stand going on. Thursday night, I know I saw a barbecue, a local barbecue place is going to be here at the fairground. The horse stand always has their food stand, so there's an option for all kinds of food.
Very good. Well, in addition to some of the regular shows and things that you'll be able to see or during the day and in the evening, there are some displays and things, too. We want to encourage folks to get inside some of the buildings and look around because there's a lot to see.
Absolutely. They are adding a new attraction, I guess, with our little hands on the farm project. So the Ag Pavilion, which used to be known as the commercial building, the Ag Pavilion has a lot of learning activities for kids in the realm of the agricultural world. And they're also going to be adding some babies, I believe, in the baby animal department.
Is that so? That's something new this year?
The baby animals are new this year.
Well, very good. Is that something that's been planned? How did that come about?
You know, that would be a better question for Fair Board. That was all their planning and their expertise, and they coordinated all of that.
How is your Fair Board? Are they pretty active and involved?
Yes, they are very active, very involved, and they have a lot of great ideas that they just want what's best for our fair, what's best for our kids, and they're always trying new things.
We usually see them wandering around during Fair Week. They're not ones who plan and then disappear to let others do all the work. They are hands-on, and we usually see them, if our memory serves, in the blue shirts. Is that right?
You got it. That is absolutely correct.
All right. So thank them for a lot of the work that goes on, as well as Jen and all of the staff there as well. If folks are worried about things, it's always comfortable. I know at the Shelby County Fairgrounds in Harlan, always plenty of shade. There's air conditioning in some of the buildings, isn't there?
There is. We do have a couple buildings. Morgan Hall is where our open class exhibits are. That building is air conditioned. And our 4-H exhibit building is also air conditioned. So while you're looking at some cool projects that our 4-Hers have put together, enjoy some air conditioning.
All right. Very good. Lots of good reasons to come out to the fair. And we only do this once a year, largely because it's a lot of work all year long to get things organized. And Jen's getting in on the tail end of this. But everything looks good right now.
Yes, it does. And we're very excited to be getting going here and looking forward to what the week brings.
Awesome. Well, we keep our fingers crossed that the weather's good. We always get hot weather this time of the year, but as long as it's not too obnoxious, we can have a good fair and folks can enjoy. Jen Sellner's been with us.
You just never know.
Oh, I know. That's right. You just never know. But again, fingers crossed. Jen Sellner is a county youth coordinator for Shelby County, and she's been joining us here today to talk a little bit about activities at the Shelby County Fair. They're really getting underway here now, and lots to see and do over the next several days through the weekend. We hope folks take advantage of that. And Jen, we should probably, before we finish up, also throw a pitch in there about the livestock auction as well coming up on Monday. That's an important part of the fair.
Yes, we have our livestock auction coming up on Monday starting at 5:30 p.m. Right here in the show ring.
Excellent. So come on out and support. Jen, again, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great fair.
Thank you.